Do you remember middle school? What a time. Kids at that age aren't quite children, but they're also far from being adults. And they're dealing with everything from growing pains to hormones. And these days, they're also grappling with weighty issues like climate change and gun violence. School counselors are often on the front lines in helping young people manage feelings of stress and anxiety. And so we thought, why not ask one of the top counselors in the nation for her advice on how to address all of this as we settle into the new year? Joining us now is Laura Ross, a counselor at Five Forks Middle School in Lawrenceville, Georgia. And she's also the American School Counselor Association's Counselor of the Year. Laura, welcome and congratulations on this honor.
Thank you, and thank you for having me on your show today.
Well, first, you were named School Counselor of the Year for your leadership, collaboration, and advocacy. And I'm actually reading an example about your work to decrease discipline referrals. You noticed that Black and Latino boys at your school made up 49% of referrals, and you were able to get those down in 1 year by 32%. What was your strategy, and how did you do that?
We had for a couple of years worked with supporting those students in small groups to help deal with whatever challenges they're facing, setting some goals so they have a positive direction to go. But we realized that we have to be more encompassing of everybody in the school building and making sure that those supports are there. And so really making sure that our staff are really paying attention to their own implicit bias and really understanding how to be culturally responsive in their classrooms and in working with our students. We have a very diverse student population and our staff isn't as diverse. And so we're all working with students who have different experiences and different backgrounds from us and really understanding how to connect with our students, be culturally responsive to them, and also being aware of our implicit bias and how that can kind of sneak in to our day-to-day practices in our teaching and our interactions with students. And if we're aware of them, then we can kind of interrupt those and make sure that we are making decisions that are equitable across the board for all students.
One thing that's really interesting about your background is that you worked at an adult men's correctional facility. I'm just really curious about what you learned from that experience. And if it's been helpful in counseling children.
Absolutely. It really is kind of the reason why I became a school counselor. Ah. So I was a social work major and I worked, interned at the correctional facility and then worked 2 years there afterwards as one of the counselors and also security threat group coordinator, which meant I helped to identify members of hate groups and gangs. And so most of my caseload ended up being gang members. And they, working with those men, some of the most intelligent, talented, charismatic people that I've worked with. But as I talked with them, what I learned from just story after story is that they just had no connection to school. They didn't really have anybody in their family or community where that was what they did, is they graduated high school and were successful and maybe pursued further education. And they also didn't feel connected to school. A lot of them expressed that wasn't a place where they belonged and nobody kind of really cared if they were there or not. But yet they had so many strengths that had they really connected to their education, I think could have provided some great positive opportunities for them. So I knew that I had to get into schools and start working with these guys as they were younger. And so that's really how I ended up becoming a school counselor, is I wanted to make sure that I was in schools and connecting with students and connecting them to their education so that they could see, you know, how it they related to their education and how that could help them and have positive opportunities in the future with their education as well.
What a decision you made there. And it really goes back to the importance of middle school counselors, because I'm thinking about high school counselors. When I think about my high school counselors, I think about college stuff. We were going through college applications, very like administrative type things. But middle school is when you're really at the point where you're either turning on or turning off from school. And there are all of those social, emotional issues. Can you talk a little bit more about why it's so crucial to have counseling staff at that particular age?
Sure. You know, I've even seen it in late elementary school. I used to be an elementary school counselor, but kind of that fifth grade year, and maybe even fourth grade, but definitely as they're rolling into middle school, is seeing students kind of lose that self-confidence or just feeling that they were adequate to achieve and be successful. And so that becomes a part of it. But also in middle school, you know, that the social piece is so important, and trying to figure out how to be your own self and be you, but also you want to fit in as well. And so we see students who that's a struggle for them. And so really finding their place of sort of that self-awareness and having that self-confidence, but also the social awareness and perspective taking and sort of interacting with diverse peers, and then responsible decision-making, all of those things sort of combined together. And some of that is in their social-emotional development, and some of it overlaps with their goals for the future and post-secondary readiness, and some of it overlaps with their academic performance. And so having school counselors those are the three domains that we really are supporting students in, and really being there to help them sort of not telling them what to do, but just helping guide them and being that sounding board for them and helping them sort of even reframe and start to see themselves more positively and have more confidence so that they can interact positively with peers and they can make good decisions about their academics, the extracurriculars, and they're working with others. So yeah. We kind of have a hand in all of that in middle school that then kind of helps them be prepared to then make that leap into high school and that journey into figuring out what to do after high school, college or beyond, career, yeah. whatever they yep. choose to do.
I understand that your load at your school is at about 600 students per counselor, and the American School Counselor Association recommends about 250-1 student to counselor ratio. So you guys have a big job. I mean, you're dealing with a lot of students day in and day out. If there were three things that you were going to say to parents and loved ones to help support the work that you do so that we can raise students who are mentally healthy and secure and really focused on learning, what would you tell us?
You know, I think first and foremost that school counselors are here to be an integral part of your students' education. Some students we are providing small group support for, but just know that this is about sort of the whole child well-being. And so when a school counselor is working with your student, it is not something's wrong with your student. We just want to make sure that every student has all the supports that they need to be successful. Mm-hmm. You know, two, I think that a big thing is just listening and being open to what your child is sharing. It's a hard time because it's middle school, and so they want to kind of pull away from parents a little bit. But also when they do share or share with a counselor and the counselor helps them share with a parent, just know that, you know, their feelings, their thoughts, and what they're dealing with are true for them at that time. And so that's their reality. And so we want to help them through that the best way possible. And so I think really just listening to the voice of our students and in our children to make sure that they do really feel heard and feel supported. And then third, I just think that being a team member with the school, then the school working with parents, I mean, we all have to kind of be that team together to support students. We all want what's best for our students and our kids. And so just to make sure that we're all communicating and working together and deciding really what's best for that student so that they can be successful. So just keeping those communication lines open.
Laura Ross is a counselor at Five Forks Middle School in Lawrenceville, Georgia. She is also the American School Counselor Association's Counselor of the Year. Laura, congrats again, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Tanya.